They're disappointed, obviously. We were hoping it was going to get up, but, you know, these things, it's a tough topic, and, you know, it's not surprising that tough topics don't get up on the first round. We'll see where it ends up, though.
So, with that said, then, Marty, will you continue to fight for the labelling changes?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's my understanding that, you know, although it didn't pass a vote in the Senate, the major parties weren't necessarily against the country of origin labelling of seafood in restaurants, etc. But they just weren't happy with the process or the method that was proposed in this current bill, is my understanding. So, you know, hopefully if that can be tweaked and everyone can agree upon the best way to go about it, we might be able to get some action in the future. And we'll certainly be keeping that up because, you know, absolutely it's the right thing for the Australian consumer. We'll just continue to lobby the necessary people and keep pushing our point and trying to get the message across to them just to address their concerns and overcome those hurdles so that it can be implemented.
Are there any other avenues you can take?
No, this is really just purely, a legislative process. So it has to go through government channels. They're the people that can fix this. So we have to keep up the pressure on that front. Obviously, the more support we get, the more pressure gets put on those people. So, you know, we try and engage as many people as possible, but the ones that are going to fix it will be government.
The proposal taken to Senate was modelled on Northern Territory laws, which have been said to work quite well for the restaurants and producers in the Northern Territory. So what do you think are the reasons behind it failing so far and not being implemented in other states?
Yeah, I really don't know. The Northern Territory is unique. It has its own, some different rules, et cetera, up there that make it pretty easy to apply. It's not as straightforward through the rest of the country, unfortunately. But, you know, there's ways you can go about it. So it's just a matter of coming up with the right way. Because, absolutely, you know, lots of research has shown that it's working quite well in the Northern Territory.
For the time being, Marty, where does the decision leave you, particularly in the barramundi industry?
Well, we'll just keep doing what we're doing. We are always under pressure from imported product. And that won't change. We're not against imported product, but we would like the consumer to be able to choose between the Australian and the imported product, especially when going to a restaurant, and they don't have that information at the moment. We'll keep doing what we're doing and hopefully get it sorted.